Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumberg with Power Systems Design. Now, we've spoken about community solar before. It's a great way for residents to enjoy some of the perks of renewable energy without a heavy upfront investment. I mean, in the last several months, renewable energy provider Pivot Energy has partnered with Tapestry Incorporated, which represents lifestyle brands like Coach, Kate Spade, and Stuart Weitzman. And the goal includes 6 community solar projects in Illinois, totaling 33 megawatts. Tapestry would purchase 15 years of impact renewable energy credits produced by the projects, producing more than 50,000 megawatt hours per year, with a total estimated 750,000 megawatt hours over the course of 15 years. And on the line to discuss this is Pivot Energy's Josh Wiebe. So, Josh, thanks for joining us. And let's start with this. Could you give us an executive overview of Pivot Energy and its mission?
Yeah, sure. Happy to do so. And Jason, thanks so much for inviting us out and happy to be part of the conversation. Pivot Energy and kind of who we are a national renewable energy owner and operator. We're based here in Denver. And our mission is to try and accelerate the shift to renewable energy for everybody if possible. So we develop, finance, build, and own and manage solar and energy storage projects across the country. And Pivot also, something that we're really proud of, is we are a certified B Corp. So we make sure that our corporate strategy is aimed at positively impacting society as measured by the environmental stewardship and social leadership and responsible governance factors. And you'll see in this partnership that we've done with Tapestry kind of falls right in line with what our core values are of its company and what Tapestry is doing to go beyond just environmental, but also on their social and governance practices.
Okay. Now, as I mentioned, we've covered this topic before, so let me get your take on it. Why is community solar so beneficial and, you know, what problem does it solve?
Yeah. So kind of like you said in your previous podcast episodes, you know, solar is an incredible solution for, you know, harnessing the energy from the sun and utilizing that and trying to make the transformation from fossil fuels into renewable energy sources. But it does have its limitations, right? And most of those limitations typically come to the fact that most people that would love to have solar energy to power their homes don't have the ability to do so, whether there is tree coverage or they live in a house or an apartment or condo that doesn't enable that. It can also be kind of preventative when it comes to cost in order to enable solar energy. Not everybody has the means to do so. So when you have a solution like community solar, this opens up the opportunity for people to subscribe to solar arrays that aren't directly associated with their home, and they're able to take advantage of what we put together and have some significant savings. We really focus on, when it comes to community solar, yes, we have corporate subscribers, of course, and residential subscribers, but we really, as part of our kind of focus being a certified B Corp, really try to help out with low to moderate income communities with significant bill assistance and energy burden relief by enabling them to subscribe to our community solar projects.
How does this project help create measurable growth of renewable energy? And, you know, what's the impact of the project specifically?
Yeah, so, you know, this is the state of Illinois is a market in particular that has a what we call the adjustable block program, right? And these are incentives for the state to help with their own conversion to renewable energy. That state in particular, as well as some of those regions, are ones that are historically heavily powered by fossil fuels. And so one of the things that they do is they enable developers to, by committing to purchase the renewable energy certificates from the projects at a pretty high price in order to help fund these projects. The only challenge with that is that program has a limited supply or limited capacity that they can sign up every year. So what we were able to do in partnering with a company like Tapestry is utilizing their commitment to purchase renewable energy certificates from the projects for 15 years. Having that financial backing and that commitment enabled us to go ahead and still develop these projects, again, in a region that is heavily powered by traditional fossil fuels. So there's a significant impact when it comes to just the region and having that financial backing and commitment to have that guaranteed revenue so that we can go ahead and finance these projects to get developed. The other pieces to this is, these are community solar projects, again, that are going to help impact local residents in these areas and businesses with their electricity bills. And these are going to be projects that are going on for at least 20 years. So we're bringing in renewable energy into this market. And then the other piece of this is when it comes to the donations that Tapestry and Pivot will be doing to the local communities that have to do with things like workforce development with local community colleges in the renewable energy sector, again, with that energy burden relief donations as well. This is a triple impact type of renewable energy project for these portfolio projects, I should say, as there is more than one. There are six that are going to be developed community solar projects that will meet not only the energy and capacity needs for Tapestry, what they need to do to meet their climate goals, but also help us develop these projects.
All right, Josh. Now, other than what I mentioned before, are there any other stats, figures that you're hoping to achieve that hasn't been said so far?
I wouldn't say there are any specific stats. I mean, Tapestry is really kind of set the trend by doing this in their industry. And so we're excited for other corporate partners to kind of see this opportunity to not only meet their environmental commitments that they have to do, but also, do so in a way that brings on new projects, ones that weren't already existing. Again, we need all the renewable energy projects that we can on the grid, but I think it's safe to say that any chance that a corporate can kind of not only hit their environmental goals, but also hit the ability to bring on new projects, it's something that is going to help strive for all of us in fighting climate change. And so our hope is to continue to expand and have more projects and more corporate partners to help enable these projects across the country.
Sounds good. Now, Josh, before I let you go, when will this project come online exactly?
Yeah, so because they are individual projects and there's a portfolio of them, the first ones are scheduled to come on hopefully by the middle of next year in 2025. But it is our goal to have all of them energized by the end of 2025.
All righty then. Thanks, Josh. I want to thank you for your time. And to our audience, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.